Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to you, Grenada, Caracol, Pretty Morning, those of you listening across the Caribbean. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's a joy to be with you once again. And with me in the studio here this week again is Mr. Timothy Entwine, as I intended. Yes, I want to talk to him about homegrown, so I really wanted him to come back and sit down and talk to us what is happening there. As you know, government have launched it just about 2 years ago, pretty much. And so it is important for us to give a report, for them to give a report to us. Where are we on the homegrown? So Mr. Timothy Entwine is in the house there with me. He's a permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and we talk what is happening within the Ministry of Finance. All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great thing is happening at the SGBC Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Welcome back. What a joy to have you here with us, Mr. Timothy Entwine. Welcome back.
Thank you, Pastor Simon, and the privilege is mine as well to be back. And good day to all of you at home and abroad.
You are the one. The carnival is over, and I guess the quick thing now is what is happening in the result of carnival. I'm sure in another program you'll send someone to tell us about that.
We certainly will. We will keep the nation informed about the impact of carnival on our economy.
All right. Now, the big question for me, as I indicated the last time we spoke last week, talking about the homegrown, what is the current status with the homegrown program? And can you update us on the recent result? Because a lot have been said about it. 2 years on, just about a year to go. Where are we with the homegrown program?
Right. Well, thank you very much. And I'm glad to spend some time on this issue because it is so important for our country and the future of our country and our economy. I think it's important for us to reflect on why we have a homegrown program, the objectives of the homegrown program. And very simply put, one is to achieve some fiscal and debt sustainability. Everyone knows before the program started, we had a massive fiscal problem. We were having a lot of difficulties meeting basic obligations, and someone's paying salaries was just so difficult. And unpaid claims were piling up, and of course the debt situation was worsening because there was no growth in the economy, so our debt to GDP ratio was rising. So a major objective of the program is fiscal and debt sustainability. And I'll come back to that in terms of results in a little bit. A second objective is growth and job creation. It is not simply enough to put our fiscal house in order, as important as that is. It is also absolutely imperative that the economy grows. Because the truth is that long-term fiscal sustainability can only happen in the context of growth. Mm. If the economy isn't growing, it don't matter what you do, you will not see the kind of revenues, you will not be able to service the debt. So the economy needs to grow. And of course, part of growing is not just growing for growing's sake, but more and more opportunities for people, such that the employment situation continues to improve. The fact is, as more and more people have jobs, they can contribute in a very meaningful way to the development of the country and the revenues of government, which can then be used, of course, to serve as a country. Mm-hmm. Roads, health, education, and all the other public goods that people need. Police protection and so on. So, and then the third area is financial stability. So, in terms of fiscal, where are we? It's important to remember when, before the program started, we were running a monthly shortfall of around $18 million. We were collecting about 35, we were spending about 53. That then came down to around $15 million in shortfall, but still a massive shortfall. So the obvious thing was that in that shortfall, unpaid claims keep rising, debt keeps rising. 18 months later, where are we with the shortfall? Well, we have slashed that shortfall. And I can tell you for the first 6 months of 2015, we have had a shortfall per month of $1.1 million.
From 18 to 1.1.
You heard me correctly. We are collecting on average, certainly in the first 6 months of this year, $51.5 million per month. And we're spending around $52.6. So there's a shortfall of $1.1 million.
Wow. So that's a big change.
Massive change. Massive change. The revenues obviously have significantly improved. And we've been able to curtail expenditure through a combination of cutting current expenditure while increasing capital expenditure, but getting the balance right, because capital is where the economy grows. Recurrent keeps you going, it is capital that keeps you growing. So always remember that basic formula. So the monthly shortfall for the first 6 months of the year, $1.1 million. That's huge. Secondly, unpaid claims have come down quite significantly. Before we started the homegrown program, we were talking about unpaid claims of $110 million thereabouts. At the end of last year, 2014, unpaid claims were down to around, $76.2 million thereabouts. At the end of June, it was down to $52.4 million.
And steady progress.
Steady progress. We keep chipping away, And over 60 days, was around $41 million. And that's the one we really focus on over 60 days, because you know you have 60 days usually, 30 to 60 days to settle your bills, but our concern is the over 60 days. That is what we want to get to zero. That's ultimately our goal, to get over 60 days to zero. And to do that, we have to keep things tight, and we have to continue to use the revenues that we're bringing in to continue to pay off these unpaid mm-hmm. claims. And that includes, obviously, contractors, businesses and so on in the country. It includes, obviously, contributions to international and regional organizations, statutory bodies and so on. So we've been working on that. And as I said, unpaid claims are now down. So from the start of the homegrown program to now, we basically cut unpaid claims by half. That is also very significant. When you look at the revenues, as I just pointed out, I mean, you move from an average of $35 million now to $51.5 million. That's $15, $16 million more.
Yes.
Every month. Now, some people, the cynics, will say, well, you increase taxes, so you must be collecting more revenue. Well, you ought to be, I agree, but you have to make sure you actually do. And the way to do that is not simply to increase tax rates, but also ensure you increase tax compliance through improved administration. So we are satisfied that the reasons why the revenues have improved are the following. One, there is obviously more tax measures in place. That's a fact. But also, quite significantly, there's increased economic activity in the country. Because when you look at the VAT receipts, VAT has not changed. The rate in VAT has not changed. It's 15%. It's still 15%. But the increase in VAT, the monthly VAT has increased significantly on a monthly basis. That tells you something about
the quantum that we collect.
The rate is unchanged. The rate is 15%, has been 15%, is 15%. But we are collecting on a monthly basis more, significantly more. We also believe that efforts to improve administration, both in Inland Revenue and Customs, have helped. And it also includes the very sensitive but important matter of integrity and ensuring that our officers operate with integrity so that the revenues are not compromised. And that is something we continue to take very seriously, and we will continue to ensure, to the best of our ability, we are able to address integrity issues so that we do not have a situation where people who ought to be collecting the government revenue are stealing the government revenue, mm-hmm. either by giving it away or being corrupt and therefore giving away what they should be collecting. These are not easy things to talk about, but we have to talk about them because they are issues. I want to say that there's some very committed, clean, professional public servants in both Customs and Inland Revenue, and my hat's off to them. They're doing a great job. And the few that are compromised,
the bad apples, as you were saying,
they have to find a home elsewhere, not in Customs and Inland Revenue. We can't afford that because the country cannot afford. When we collect less than we should, we cannot fix a school or fix a road or do something in our hospital that absolutely needs to be done. And people have to understand the implications of their actions. So we are continuing to ensure that we take a strong position on integrity in public life, and that at all levels, at all levels of government, certainly in our ministry. On the expenditure side, of course, we've been very tight. We continue to find ways to cut costs, whether it is on telecoms, whether it's on electricity, whether it's water, use of fuel, and so on, and those things have helped. There's still some work to be done, but we've definitely made some progress in the last 18 months on these issues. So on the first issue of the fiscal situation is turning around. And I've given you some indications, some examples of that. Clear indications that we are now putting our fiscal house in order. On the debt side, as you know, we have been involved and are involved with debt restructuring. As a result of which, we're going to save the country over $400 million. And we're going to cut the debt to GDP ratio by at least 20%. By the time we've completed the debt restructuring.
That is in how many years?
The relief is going to be upfront. I mean, for the most part, we'll have to pay back the restructured debt over a 15-year period. Okay, so you're talking about it's maturing in 2030, but it's an amortized basis. So as you go, you're paying on principal and interest. So it's not just interest. But that is that's important, fiscal and debt. So that's the first objective. Fiscal and debt sustainability for the homegrown program. And on that, we have an A. We've done very, very well on that. Mm-hmm. On the matter of growth, quite significantly, the economy grew by 3.1% in 2013, 4.85% in 2014. That's an average of 4%. That is significant because there are many people who said the economy will not grow during this homegrown program. There are many people who said that. The reality is that the economy has grown, and it has grown faster than
predicted
by the IMF and by the critics and the cynics. And in fact, the economy, after years of no growth, is now one of the fastest growing economies in the OECS, except for St. Kitts, which is driven by CBI in the main part, citizenship by investment. Grenada has the highest growth. And then we have seen unemployment fall. And that's the other piece, because you don't just want to see growth, but you want to see growth with jobs. And we've actually seen unemployment fall. Now it's down to 28.9%. Last year it was 32.5%, it's down to 28.9%. And that's ILO standards. And I want to repeat that, because I hear from time to time all kind of very ill-informed things about what the unemployment situation is. The situation is ILO standards. I mean, these guys are professionals. They do a job based on the standards. And it is consistently being checked through labor force surveys. And that's where we are with that. Still too high, but at least it's moving in the right direction. It's moving down. Unemployment is falling. So, and then on financial stability, we have done some things like the new banking law. Of course, GAFIN is doing all the inspections of credit unions and insurance companies and money transfer agencies and so on. And GAFIN is now regarded as one of the best performing regulators in the region. And we are definitely making progress on the financial stability front. So, in sum, and there's a lot more that can be said about the homegrown program, but in sum, we are meeting the objectives of the program. Our sacrifices are paying off, and we are halfway through. So, remember, we started in January 2014. We now pass the halfway mark. We have the program goes until the end of 2016. The reviews will happen in 2017 because it happens after the end of the fiscal year. So now we're in a situation where we had the IMF approve our second review at the end of June of this year, and we expect to have the third review approved probably around December of this year. And of course, everybody knows the reports were extremely good. Very, very good, is what the IMF said. And all our development partners who work with us, the Caribbean Development Bank, the World Bank, and others, are quite pleased. Quite pleased. Very pleased with the progress that we're making. It's not easy. And it's perhaps simple to share some of the results, but the results are a combination or the culmination of our very hard work and the sacrifice of all Grenadians, you and me, and of course the hard work that we continue to do in the ministry on the program. And I mean, I say the Ministry of Finance, but I'm not just speaking about the public servants. Of course, I celebrate my team, our team, but also, you know, the Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Minister Joseph, the Cabinet, the Parliament, the social partners. This is really a shared sacrifice and shared benefits and shared joy. So my hat's off to everyone. The key thing really now is for us to know and understand that we've made significant progress, but we have to stay the course. We must not become relaxed and lose our discipline. Fiscal discipline has to continue. But as long as we continue to do the things that we're doing right now, the economy will improve. The fiscal situation is improving. The economy will improve. And as a result of that, we'll see more opportunities for all Grenadians. And so I am very, very, very encouraged by the progress on the homegrown program. The one thing I would say, so it's not all good, although it's mainly good. I think the one area of challenge for us, there are many challenges, but the one area where we would like to see more is on the citizenship and investment program. It's off to a slow start. A lot of it is a lot of caution and careful due diligence and so on, and some tweaks with the program and the design and the implementation. The truth is, as we get more money from that, the government will be able to do more on the capital side of the budget.
Right.
So we're constrained. So while we've done some, we would like to do more, but we can only do more if the grants from the Citizenship by Investment Program come in. That's through the National Transformation Fund. That's the area where, if you ask me, the revenues are doing fine. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're hitting the targets. The area where we have not met targets, it's not part of the IMF program, or homegrown program supported by the IMF. So it's not a concern for the IMF so much. It's a more concern for us is on the CBI grants. But our hope is that in the next few months, we're told that it will pick up. And to the extent that it does, it will mean that the government can do more programs on the capital side, but more projects, more roads, more things for the hospital, schools, and so on, which everybody, of course, wants. So that's the area where we would like to see more results. But generally, it's a very encouraging story.
Well, a very encouraging story for me, even as I've listened to you just share the thought and where we are. So progress is being made in a positive way, and you raised one of the concerns you with the CBI program that hadn't performed as well as you all thought it would have. And why you think so, though?
Well, it's early days. I think the government has been extremely cautious. And, you know, the Prime Minister has always said, and I have heard him several occasions repeat to the CBI committee and the chairman and this executive director, protect the good name of Grenada first. So I want the money, we need the money for Grenada to do our projects, but your first priority is to protect the good name of the country. And so that has meant they've been very cautious in making sure that they dot I's, cross T's, and so on, get the due diligence done properly.
To do their homework.
They do their homework. I also think, we will benefit from the removal of the Schengen visa requirement, because it now means that we have visa-free travel to well over 120, 130 countries, as opposed to 80 countries. That's a significant improvement. And in Europe, so from an investor standpoint, somebody who's investing in Grenada, who wants to do business in Europe, who wants to go back and forth between Grenada and Europe, or who wants to be able to have links with Europe in terms of investments and moving funds back and forth and so on to facilitate investment in Grenada, we will see them, that will be, it will become more attractive for them to do that. Now, I must say, when I say the CBA has not done as well as we would like, there are two parts to citizenship under the CBI program. CBI means citizenship by investment. So for those who are wondering what CBI means, citizenship by investment program. It is basically a way to get investors into the country. And it's done in a lot of places, US, Canada, St. Kitts, elsewhere. Now, a lot of the applications so far have been for projects in Grenada, which is positive because you will see in, as we go forward, more and more projects in the tourism area and so on, which means jobs. Of course, those projects have not yet started because when you get a project approved, you then have to do the preparation. You then have to seek planning permission. You have to tender. You know, it's a process before, from approval to when a project actually starts. People forget that. It takes a while to develop a project. So a lot of the applications for projects are already approved, and you will see them roll out over the next year, couple years, and so on. But the National Transformation Fund, so that's one path to citizenship. So Section 11 is the what they call approved projects. So that's the ones I just alluded to. Section 10 is where you have the National Transformation Fund. So you pay $200,000 directly into the fund, and you can eventually become a citizen. That is the area where we've not seen as many applications. But that's important because that's cash. Whereas the other one is projects, this one is cash. Projects are for Grenada, in Grenada, but they take time. Cash is more immediate, and then you can use that to do projects, government projects. So the government has done a few tweaks to improve the rate of take up of Section 10. The National Transformation Fund. So there are projections that we will see more approvals of Section 10 in the next few months, which will improve the grant situation. Because when those funds come into the budget, they come as grants, not as loans. So when I talk about the grants area not being as good as, that's what I'm referring to, the CBI program. They come in as grants. Remember the way we set up this program? We tried to be very conservative. So we focus on the domestic revenues to get our fiscal house in order. And that is going well. The other side is the CBI, which is grants, but that's for the capital program. And the reason why we set it up that way is in the event something happens, we do not have control over CBI. Something could happen in the world that could change it, for good or for bad. You don't know. So you cannot rely exclusively on CBI. You have to structure your finances in such a way. If you get $0 in CBI, you ought to be able to meet your basic obligations and function. And that's what we're doing with the homegrown program. But to the extent that we get CBI resources, that will help to move the country a lot faster. So CBI is very important. It's just that we've set up the structure to make sure we are not over-relying on CBI to get our fiscal house in order. And then what we've done, having done, said all of this, is to pass fiscal responsibility legislation. And I've made this point before on this program. Fiscal responsibility legislation, which is the first of its kind in Grenada. Grenada is only the third country in the Caribbean to do it, after Anguilla and Jamaica. That will require the government to live within its means. It cannot overspend, and it cannot spend more than it earns. That's important. If we are to preserve the gains that we're making under the homegrown program and ensure we don't go back into a situation 5, 10, 15 years from now where we have to ask people to make sacrifices, again, we have to ensure that we not just put our fiscal house in order, but it remains in order. And to do that, we have to be fiscally disciplined. And the fiscal responsibility law, which was passed in May, helps us to do that. And it's very important that people familiarize themselves with the law, and that we hold our government accountable under the law. That's very, very important. So I want to stress that. So on the homegrown program, very, very encouraging steps. And as someone who has been in the Ministry of Finance for a while, who has been in the throes of real tough moments, especially during the Great Recession, it is really encouraging to see the turnaround that we're making on the fiscal front. Now, remember, there's still a lot to be done. And I always make the point, whenever we do better than expected, all it means is that we have some more money to pay on unpaid claims. A lot of people we still owe.
Yeah.
So people must not get carried away. There's still a lot of work to be done. But you cannot solve it overnight. The problem didn't arise overnight. It cannot be resolved overnight. But the truth is, you can make very steady progress in a relatively short time if you're doing the right things and you stay the course. You're doing the right things and you're doing it consistently. And that is what we've been doing for the last couple of years. And it's showing, it's telling, it's making a difference.
And you think at this point, from where you sit, we are in a good place as a country?
Yes, I think we are.
Or better than where we were
3 years ago. We are making the right moves. We are taking the right steps. We get a lot of credit in Grenada, outside of Grenada, perhaps more than inside, for the courage we have demonstrated to take tough decisions. It isn't easy. A lot of us are paying some more taxes, including me. But when faced with the reality of our situation, the question remains, what were our options? You have to face them and you have to deal with the realities. And what we've done is to begin to put our fiscal house in order. No country can in the long term survive and be great with fiscal instability. It not only affects government's ability to deliver, but it affects confidence in the country. So this is an important process and a very important development in terms of the direction that the country is taking. So I am very confident that we're doing the right things. Some people may have doubts because they want to see more happen. They want to see it faster. They want the sacrifice to be over as soon as possible. But the reality is that we just need to stay the course. And the dividends will be huge for the country going forward.
You realize we spoke for 25 minutes on this one subject matter, which I think is critical and important that we did. And looking at the homegrown, it brings us to a place where your revenue is doing far better in terms of your pay down on the unpaid claims. You know, off by 1.1 million.
1.1 million,
where you was $18 million in the deficit every month. It means then that the whole plan of government have been moving in a positive direction. And therefore, we can be assured in the coming year, we would only see it get better, not worse, based on what is happening.
If we continue to do what we're doing, stay the course, and hopefully we have a supportive external environment, meaning the US and the UK are growing, then it will continue to improve.
Wonderful. Mr. Timothy Antoine, thank you once again for being with us here. I really enjoyed chatting with you and listening to you explain what's happening in the country. I show my listeners too are very appreciative of this.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to serve my country. We at the Ministry of Finance, we want to be transparent. We want to make it plain, make it clear, make it simple. And we want to take your questions. So if you have any questions for us, we're happy to take them and do our best to answer them. We are accountable to you and we want to make sure that you know what's going on.
Thank you so much. You've been listening there to Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Finance, speaking specifically at this whole program were to the question of the homegrown program, what the government have been doing in the past 2 years. And as you have heard him explained, we'll continue to talk with him as usual and share and see what's happening. And even looking at what are we looking forward to in the future? What are some of the things that government are doing? And when it comes to taxes, if government receive too much money, what do they do with it? We'll talk about that even more next time I get him into the studio. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Inside Finance has really been a joy talking to Mr. Timothy Antoine. Go to our website, sgbcgrenada.com. Go under the heading Encounter Interviews. The program are uploaded there, and also go to the government website. You'll also find the program there. Have a great week. Join me next week at the same time where we do this all over again.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.